Oh. Eileen, Kelly,
Here.
and we have Curtis from Highland, and it looks like the Mullins.
And I'm here. You need to make
And the
sure you.
hearts are just being admitted. And Beth and I are both here. And it is still 6:01 on January 9th. Next on the agenda is approval of board summary from previous meeting. Do we have any questions for Kelly that weren't in any of the emails?
None. I make a motion we approve them.
I'll second.
Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next on the agenda is Curtis and the Highland Water Reports. Actually, it's not Highland anymore. It's Northwest something or other. But yes.
We're keeping the name. It's still Highland, but yes, it's
Okay.
Northwest Natural Water Services or something along those lines. It's like Highland Water, a subsidiary of whatever the new name is. But yeah. Looking through the water system, you guys got the monthly report for the work that was done. As far as the system looks, it's still in good health. Chlorine ratios and all that are just fine. We are planning the next meter splicing day, which is going to be starting next Wednesday, Wednesday the 17th, I believe is the date.
We hope.
I'm sorry.
We hope. I
Yeah,
haven't
so.
got you addresses yet.
Oh, you're good. You're good. So a little bit of that is weather dependent. I keep watching the snow levels over the passes and all that. So if it gets to the point where it's icy roads and whatever else, we'll probably just call and cancel and say we'll hit it the week after when things warm up. Originally they called for like weather to be in the teens, and now it's in like the 40s and 50s. So we'll see what happens there. But we're hoping to put in those 11 meter splices. And
We won't have
that's
11 for you.
okay. If you need help finding the corpse stuff, I'm more than happy to have Cody or somebody go walk the system, try and find it. So there's no push on the 11 either. I just want to throw that out there. And then Beth brought to my attention the lead and copper uncovering, which I thought we had already done. She has a list of, off the top of my head, I think it's like 10 or 11
Eight.
services. Eight. Thank
Eight.
you. She knows exactly. But I've got a list of them now, so those are on our to uncover. And my guess is they might already be uncovered, and for some reason the pictures just didn't upload right or something like that. So either way, we'll make sure we have everything set up and ready and on the map so that I can send you a detailed list for what is in the ground. So there's that part of it. The other thing I wanted to mention is we're kind of going through all of our clients at this point to make sure we have a plan in place for the lead and copper surveying requirements, which are due October 16th of this year. EPA, their requirements are not super clear, and the enforcement isn't super clear either. But essentially, what they're asking for is a survey of every water service material in the system. And there's some things you can do to get around that. Like if the service install was done after 1986, when all lead piping was banned, then you don't have to check that house. If you have really good as-builds and maps with pipeline material and stuff like that, you can avoid those sections of the road. Anything that doesn't fall under those two categories, you basically have to document and photograph proof that the material going into the service or the line feeding the house isn't lead based. Which, I mean, we've been working in Otter Rock for a while now, and I've never seen anything lead based there, but the EPA still requires that we go and check each one. So all that to say, I know you guys are going through and checking some lead and copper. I wasn't sure if you had a plan in place to get that completed. A lot of our other clients basically just have us go around with the back trailer, suck out the meter box and take a picture. But obviously you guys are in a little bit more of a challenging place since we don't know where all the service lines are. I wasn't sure if there was a thought process to start splicing like crazy and uncover the rest, or if we had any kind of arrangement that we could make, or I don't know what your thoughts were. So this was me just saying the EPA is requiring it by October 16th, and I'm here to discuss options.
Right. Well, I talked to someone from the, I can't remember now the name, some time ago, and double checked, because in the publications they have up on the website, they mentioned for all the unknowns, you can do a 20% random sampling.
Okay.
And so we eliminated the newer homes that were built after 85.
Good.
And then ran a random sampling. And those are of the 20%, we had 99 unknowns. And okay. Of those, then it came up to 20 that we have to have done by October. We have to do them all eventually. We know that, but we have to have the 20% done, or which comes out to 20. Those eight that I gave you, that list of eight that already have meters, were part of those that were selected in the random sampling.
Okay.
And the other ones are quite a few of the meters that we're doing, and we're intending to do any of those others, I'm sure, by next October. The next group, I believe we're going to send you, and Craig and I still have to get out there to do some corpse stop hunting. Another one of those will be on that list. And then we have two on C Street that we have to wait for the owner to move some stuff. And then we have two really gnarly ones that we're going to have to do some real major brush cutting on B Street. So
exciting.
Yeah. Back in the wilds, it looks like. So we're progressing on it, but that's our goal. And that's what, you know, number of the meters that we've been having you install are the ones that came up with the random sampling.
Good.
Why dig a hole if and not, you know, might as well do a meter. So
cool. If you have whatever the conversation was about that 20% or wherever you found that in an article, I would love to see it just so I can make sure.
Oh, it's on their website.
Okay.
And I had read it, and I'd asked JJ about it, and he said, no, I don't think they're really going to do it. So, and I talked to some other people about it. Who was it? The guy from OAWU that we met with.
Scott? Jason?
Name of Keith or?
Oh, yeah, Heath.
Keith, yeah.
Yeah, Heath.
Whoa, I remember the name. Okay. Okay. And
well, it's a shame he isn't at OAW anymore. Otherwise, I'd love to ask him.
Oh, well, he wasn't sure about it either. So I ended up getting a name from him to call. And I called and talked to the person who was in charge of it at the state office. And she said, oh, definitely you can do the 20% sampling.
Okay.
But it was right in their website, you know, documents that they had up on it. So I can forward you the link to it.
Sure. Yeah. If you wouldn't mind, that'd be excellent.
And then actually I had some questions about the data because we haven't seen any of it. And I know you're collecting the data for all the meters you've been installing since we got word of that, which I think was sometime in July.
Yeah. So the meters we're installing, we put the data on the map with the point of the meter.
Okay. So I'm not seeing that when I look at that map, so maybe I just need to...
Yeah, I'll take a look at the layer.
Maybe it's just not showing. It's a new layer that maybe isn't visible to us or something.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look at it. But it should populate. So I know when I look on my computer, I have them. So
Well, you're special.
I know I am, but for different reasons. Yeah, but I'll figure out why you can't see that. I'll probably just share the link with another computer and see what's going on.
Okay.
You know, when that EPA study originally came out, there was kind of a panic because we thought we'd have to survey everybody. And, you know, Beth did some kind of in-depth reading and came up with this 20%, which was a big relief for us. So
I agree. That'd be a huge relief for a lot of people.
Exactly. And I don't know, you know, I know we found it, but it would probably be helpful for you to let your other customers know. So, but Beth, you made a comment that we're going to have to at some point survey everybody.
Right.
Is that part of that survey, or is that just in general?
We have to have that at least 20% of the unknowns, and we'll have more than that because we've been, all these new meters are getting it. But
right.
You know, that was by October 24.
Right.
Deadline. Eventually, yes, we have to have them all, but they haven't indicated when that would be.
But it is part of that survey?
Yeah, you have to have everything done. And then, you know, if there's a whole bunch of other requirements I haven't mentioned, but, you know, it's like,
okay,
you know, if you find it, you have to, you
right,
have to post it by the October 16th date, make it available to our customers.
Okay.
We have to, I'm looking for my folder. I can't find it.
That's okay, Beth. I think, you know, if we're working on the 20% by the end of October, and if we have to, you know, address the rest of them, it's just good to know. So.
Right. We eventually will have to. Yeah.
Right. Right. Okay.
And I'll touch base with JJ. He's pretty in the know on this type of stuff. And so maybe he knows what the 20% applies to and what it doesn't. And I don't know, maybe the rest.
It's pretty clear in the documentation that's on the website. And
oh, sure.
And I'll find find the name of the person that I talked to at the state about
cool.
it. I'll send that to you.
Well, awesome. Yeah, as far as my report, those are the items we're working on. The 8 lead copper survey and the new meter splicing that's coming in. And I'll figure out why your map won't let you take a look at the pipe material. And we'll get that fixed. If nothing else, we can just, you know, create a new user and give you access temporarily for whenever you need it.
So did the meters come in?
Yep, meters and boxes and everything are in.
Okay.
I was tempted to do the work this week, but I saw the weather and just it was too terrible.
Yeah.
So we postponed it to next week.
Right. Okay. I have one little bitch. Excuse language. The boxes that you're installing, like not to point out my house, but my house and then the house to the north of me, it's like they're not to grade. And like the one that's next to me to the north, it's already being covered up with debris.
You're saying they're too low?
Yeah, they're too low. So just a kind of a comment, Curtis, to maybe
I appreciate it.
Yeah, get your guys to maybe raise them up a little bit.
So, you don't have to tell me if you don't want to, but what your address, just so I could particularly look at that one.
Well, I'm at 6640 Glavis. And then the neighbor right next to me to the north, the same side of the street.
Okay.
And I'm not really sure what her address is, but she's right next to me. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take a look at them.
Yeah, just maybe, you know, let your guys know to try
For sure.
I mean, I understand you don't want them way above grade because then they're going to get knocked around.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But they're brand new. They should be at grade.
Right, right. Well, I would
possibly
just think it would make it
a bit
a lot easier to read them. So that's all I had, Curtis.
You're on mute. Mine is the same. You can't see mine at all. There's like dirt and debris all over the top of it.
Oh, seems to be a common problem.
Well, they're gonna get covered with stuff. I mean, you know,
ours is low.
yeah,
Ours is
yeah,
very
but if
low.
it's too low, it's, you know,
Yeah.
gonna happen even more, but
Right. That's why I'm pointing it out. So
it doesn't matter to me, but it might to you. So
No, I appreciate it. We don't want to lose them.
yeah.
I should say we don't want to lose them again.
Right.
We found all those things. I just did want to comment on our spring flow. As everyone can see, it's like a very big increase in everything from last month. Our overflow rate went from 18 last month to 100.
Jeez.
Yeah, you got your water back.
Yep, we got our water back.
No.
Beth, have we heard anything from about the tank and cleaning or sealing the holes?
Yeah, I sent pictures to Jim and he got back to me. He said, you know, that's really not bad at all. He said it was way worse when he had to do it 5 years ago. He didn't find any. He thought he might have some contact information of someone else in the area that could do it, but he didn't wasn't able to find that. Last I heard from him, he asked if he could call me sometime this week, and I haven't heard from him yet, so I'll talk to him some more about it
He
if
didn't
and when
seem
he
very
calls.
concerned, though, huh?
No, he said it really wasn't bad at all. He said it was way, way worse because, and then I was asking him, well, you know, if this FEMA grant comes through, and it's supposed to any day now, but we've been saying that for a while, that means a whole new reservoir, you know, we're tearing that thing down and out of there. So, you know, if it's going to be replaced in 2 years, is it worth it? Is my question.
Well, I'm glad to hear Jim's not concerned about it. That's good.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any more comments or questions for Curtis before we let him go?
Well, I have one question. Did we ever get the meter readings or the invoice today?
No.
No.
You haven't
I
gotten the invoice for December?
not yet. Yeah, I sent
Oh.
Devin an email this morning asking him for it, so.
Right, and I had sent Devin a reminder yesterday, kind of,
Okay.
and
I am sorry, just to clue you guys in a little bit with what Devin's life has been like. His workload just doubled.
Well, yeah, his email came to me last night at 8:30 in reply to my email yesterday. So I went, oh.
He's put in 70-hour weeks the past 3 weeks in a row. We're hiring two new people to help with this workload, but I'm sorry for the delay. That's why.
That's
So
kind of what I guessed.
he's been a little busy.
Okay. Well, I hope things get better for them. That's a rough thing to have to put in that many hours. But
Oh, it's not for forever, and he knows it. So, anyways, yeah, that's all I can do is just try and clue you guys in that the new Northwest, they've been asking a lot of Devin. He's a pretty smart guy, and he's well needed. So that's why he's a little slower than normal. But I don't want to take up too much of your meeting if there's anything else for me.
I'm good.
All right. I'll
Thank
see
you.
about getting those meter boxes raised up and check on the other ones when we're in the system next week. And Beth, I'll talk to you and see when we get a list of addresses.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you all.
Thanks,
Thanks,
Curtis.
Curtis.
Bye.
Next on the agenda is the Treasurer and Office Report.
Okay. Treasurer report for financial status as of 12/31/2023. Our general fund checking account is at $92,588.44. We have only $374.31 of uncleared transactions. So our QuickBooks register balance is $92,962.75. In December, we had a total deposits of $12,975.51 and withdrawals of $9,599.08. Our chlorination fund stands at $4,081.77. That's unchanged from the month before. I think we're going to spend it out this month. Community center account stands at $422.79. There was a deposit of $56 in donation for it this last month. So it has changed from the last 3, 4, 5 years, whatever it's been. our reserve account at the state local government investment pool stands at $87,449.38. Our interest or dividends, as they call them, were $369.79. Our systems development fund account stands at $75,789.34. Total interest dividends there was $320.48, and there was a little bit of a charge for $4.15. And all bank accounts reconciled in QuickBooks this month. We have an AR balance of minus $13,480.75. That would be our prepaids. Our current assets are at $246,549.66. We have payables this month of $17,942.54, slightly different than what the board got on the bills to pay, because I backed out that OHA fee, which was, what was it, $206.80. We have a bit of straightening out things to do with Highland regarding that. We actually have overpaid them for the year for that, so, but we'll get that straightened out with them. Any questions?
Well, the AR balance sheet, last month when we talked about it, Eileen was saying that it wasn't just the accounts that were prepaid. And I see that it's changed about, I don't know, maybe about $1,000 from where it was last month. So I still don't understand what that is.
I think it's mostly prepaid. Eileen sent me an aging report that included all balances for all customers, and I dumped it into a spreadsheet and totaled it up, just the credits, and they came out really close to that.
Okay.
That amount.
Okay.
It's really hard to kind of gauge that AR balance, because let's say, like, towards the end of the month, you start getting payments for, so the end of December, you start getting payments for bills that are coming due in January.
Yeah.
And so if you start posting those are credits, because you haven't generated an invoice yet. So it's really kind of difficult to come up with an exact number. Uh-huh. And, you know, like the end of December, it was like, okay, how can I do this? And
maybe after we invoice, right after we do all the invoices, if we
right, which would be like this week, right?
Right.
You know, and so like today when I went through and basically what I did today is I generated a report for all the customer balances, and I applied all of the credits for checks that I had deposited through yesterday or whatever. So yeah, it's not a real exact number.
Well, it's something that fluctuates all the time.
It just fluctuates. Yeah. It really does. Yeah. So.
I appreciate you explaining it more to me. And yeah, I know checks come in every week. I mean, it's really kind of.
Right.
When I'm picking up the mail, I see that it's just.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and then, all the time. Just.
Yeah. And then you have people that want to pay for 6 months and
or a year.
Yeah. Or a year.
Some of our people pay for the whole year ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it really gets a little bit convoluted, especially when you're trying to run reports on the end of the month, because people are paying a little bit in advance. People haven't paid quite yet. So yeah. But with that being said, the aging summary that Beth is referring to, I mean, it's accurate. It's accurate as
at that point in time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, and that's why I think, you know, my objective is to try to get deposits done every week. And so that it's reflected correctly, especially towards the end of the month, and especially before you generate the next month's billings.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Yeah, so which is what I worked on today.
Thank you. I hear that Bosco saw you through the window and
oh my god, he was so cute, he wanted to come in and say hi.
He wants to go in there all the time now because, you know, he met there. And so yeah. For him, that's a party spot now.
Yeah. Yeah. He was really cute. And then one other thing, and Beth, I don't know, I should have mentioned this to you, but there was a large invoice for one of our new residents on Mahala. And it really never should have been invoiced, because he never filled out any applications for a service yet. I've talked to him, and I've talked to the finance company that is getting ready to issue a chunk of money to him. So I am expecting to see a big payment for that construction up there on Mahala. So
yeah, that would be, well, yeah.
It's going to be 14,000 something. So
the application fee and, or the new service fee of 750 and system development.
Yeah. Fee. Yeah. Yeah. But that was on the books, and it really never should have been on the books. Right. So anyways.
Right.
Are there any more questions for Beth? If not, can I get a motion to accept the treasurer's report?
Yeah, I will motion to accept the treasurer's report.
I'll second.
Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Motion passes. Can I get a motion now to pay the bills as stated previous?
I motion to pay the bills.
I'll
second that.
Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next on the agenda is update on the roofing project.
So I called Cato. They never returned my call. And on their voice messaging, it says that I could text them. And so I did that and never received a reply. So they just haven't gotten back to me.
Is that during Christmas break time or just recently?
No, it was
before Christmas.
Yeah, I think it was before Christmas.
Yeah.
And then I thought that I did it again after Christmas, but before New Year's. So.
Yeah, that's the way some of them are.
Yep, I guess I can try one more time. I can call them one more time.
Well, or does, if anybody has any other referrals for roofing contractors.
How many quotes have we gotten?
We've gotten from two.
Okay.
Two contractors.
All right.
We were kind of hoping to get a third.
Right.
Rule.
You know, let me ask Scott. I know our neighbor, they had somebody come out. Scott might remember their name. So if we're you know, determined to get a third one.
Right. Didn't I send you another name, Kelly?
I don't think so. I mean, I think originally...
P&G Roofing, I think it was. It was one that someone had mentioned.
Did you say P&G?
Some years ago. Huh?
Did you say P&J?
P&G.
Oh, P&G. Okay. I'll look them up. I know when I was looking originally, there were a couple that I looked into, but they had some issues with the contracting board.
Yeah, you know, if you're looking at, they, you know, had a, they were issued a warning or a penalty for not getting their paperwork in. That's pretty common. That doesn't concern me. When you see a lot of customer complaints, even though they're usually all resolved, that's where I find it concerning.
Yes, well, it was both. There were violations. One was acting without a license. One was having employees when you didn't
have the workers' comp.
Yeah,
insurance?
Exactly. Yeah.
So. But every once in a while you see where they didn't turn in their insurance paperwork in time and
right.
That's pretty common, and if they're active now, they're probably okay.
So we've gotten quotes from what, G and B, is that right? G and B?
I think it is, isn't it?
Is that who came and fixed our roof with the tree damage?
No, DMB. DMB, and isn't it CB Roofing that you used, Lisa?
Correct.
Yeah. Those two.
Yeah.
We've gotten two quotes for.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because we had this discussion last month where there was some price differences, but when you kind of got down to the nitty gritty, they were pretty close. And that. D&B said what, they were a couple months out?
I don't know that they said that. I didn't ask them about that.
Okay, I thought that
That was the CB one. That was the one from Waltport. They're a couple months out.
Couple months out, okay. Well, you guys, I think we should get on somebody's list sooner than later.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So... you know, Kelly, if you're not having any luck getting any more quotes, maybe we need to look at these two and just make a decision on who to schedule. So, because I'm sure either one of them would be fine. That DMB that came and fixed the roof when we did the tree damage, you know, they came out, they got it done. And so Lisa, that CMB roofing, I, you know, I have to just kind of go by what you've said about them. So I think we just need to make a decision. So I'd like to at least try to get something scheduled. I mean, especially with this weather like this, you know, as well as I do, they're probably getting inundated with phone calls now. So
it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I checked on Sunday. There wasn't any new water.
Okay.
I've been looking every time I go over. I haven't noticed.
Okay. Anything. Well, that's good.
It was pouring. Right. I was there yesterday and there was no.
Yeah.
Unless somebody's been in there wiping it up.
Well, and you know, Delano's been, he's been in there. I don't know what day, but I know he goes in and plays ping pong. Yeah. So he may very well be taking care of any water that's floating around in there. I really haven't looked. So anyways, it's just.
Right. But I've been in there right after it rained and the buckets weren't wet. So I don't think
it's
leaking too terribly bad.
Okay.
But I agree. I think we should just choose one and make a vote and go with it, because if we wait till February, then, you know, that means summertime, basically. Yeah. And, you know, we should.
Yeah, the longer we wait, the further out it's going to be, because.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, I need to look at mine.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm if we want to vote, I would be fine with this DNB. They came and did the repair previously, so I, you know, we've got their information. So
do we know what the price difference was? I know that the original one that we got from CNB or CB was $9,950, I think.
Right.
Yeah, you have to do it by square feet, because DMB is giving us a credit for the square feet, versus CB is doing the whole thing. So you have to really break it down into how much it is a square foot to be apples and apples and not apples and oranges. Because DNB is giving us a 300 square foot or 300 and something square foot credit, because they've already done it and they don't have to redo it.
I disagree. I think we need to look at what it's going to cost us.
Well, yes, I agree, but CB is cheaper anyway. So if
slightly, D&B, yeah,
and if DNB is giving us 300 square feet free, then that means they're more expensive. And it doesn't really matter to me who we choose, but you have to do it by, if you're going to make it apples to apples, you need to figure out how much it is square foot.
And yeah, then, but what you know, I care about is how much it's going to cost the district to get it done.
Correct. And CB is cheaper.
Yeah. CB is.
They're slightly cheaper. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and if. But it I don't have any skin in them. I'm just saying that if you do it by apples and apples, DMB is more expensive.
Okay. The only difference I found with theirs is when I brought up the venting, they were charging, I think they added $200 for to put two vents in. And that's pretty outrageous. Or was it $50 a vent? And they said, oh, we'll put in two vents, which isn't enough venting, but that's crazy expensive for doing that. I've watched people do it, and it's like a 10-minute job. But that was my only thing. And none of the roofers know about the proper rule to use for the venting, so they all want to undervent it.
Pat's got her hand up.
You're on mute, Pat.
You're on mute, Pat.
Oh, there we go. There it is up there. Okay, now you can hear me.
Yeah.
We have used for years, top line in North Lincoln City. They used to be called Best Roofing, and you can still find them under that name. We've had them do at least two roofs for us and been very pleased with them. Just in case you want to try them.
Okay. Thank you.
You want to call them, Kelly?
I can try calling them.
Okay.
So if we, you know, find another contractor to make a bid, then do we have to wait until the March meeting to approve somebody to do the roofing, or would we call a special session, or, you know, if we're not
able February.
That's what I meant. Sorry, February.
Yeah, we can't make a financial decision without voting at a public meeting. So,
okay.
I guess the other question is, if we're going to get another quote, do we want to kind of specify that we want a certain amount of vents? Beth, you seem to be concerned about vents.
Yeah, it's way under vented. And I had a long discussion with Dave Barry at DMV, because he says, well, yeah, no, I think, you know, you go by the 1 square foot for every 300 square foot, and it's really got enough. And I had to explain to him, because I did this for 13 years, when I did weatherization, we had to calculate roofing, that if you don't have low and high roofing, you have to go to 1 square foot for every 150 square foot of attic.
How many vents are on there now?
There's a 12 by 18 gable vent at one end, and there's four pan vents up high, which are about usually 45 to 50 square inches of venting.
Right. And the venting is really to prevent mold, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
So do we have mold?
I guess I could take my ladder down there and poke up into the attic, but that's what I did for 13 years. So I've done it before, and I've thought about doing it, but I haven't.
Well, you know, I guess that is another thing we should consider, is that there could be the possibility that we do, given that there was that damage underneath the kitchen counter. And that is right where the two roofs intersect. And if you
it's over about 6 to 8 feet. But one thing though to consider is that this is not quite like a residence where you have people in there basically 24/7,
right?
Eating, cooking, yeah. Bathing, breathing.
Yeah.
Which creates a lot of moisture.
Yeah. So yeah.
That's why. When I did the calculations, it told me we really needed to add 7 pans, high pans, to that roof.
If it was a residence.
Huh?
If it was a residence.
Right. And there is no rule of thumb for something like an office building. Everybody just goes by the same thing.
Right.
So I told Dave, I said, I think we could get by adding 4 high vents. Pans on the north side, and we'd probably be good, because it isn't a residence, and we're not going to have the moisture problem that a residence would have.
Okay, so did the CB Roofing, did they quote the 4 vents?
No, we just asked about venting. They said, oh, well, we'll throw up a couple more roof vents for, I can't remember what the additional cost was.
But okay. All right.
But well, they were quoting 2 roof vents.
Right.
Which really isn't quite enough.
At 200 a pop?
No, it was like, was it 50 or 100 a pop?
Okay.
I don't know. I can try and get there.
Okay. Well,
I don't have it here, but
Well, Kelly, maybe what we should do is call this top line. Call top line, see if they're willing to come out and give us a quote, and just emphasize that we want to get.
We'll call it, yeah.
Four
people more.
Four vents on the north side. Is that what you said, Beth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, high roof pans on the north side.
Okay. Plus the ones that are already there.
Right, yeah. It'd be additional, four additional high roof pans.
So who am I calling to see about four additional vents?
I'm thinking Pat just suggested that we maybe call this top line roofing out of Lincoln City. Okay. That's who she's used. And so if they respond to you, maybe you could ask them if they want to give us a quote.
Okay.
And just tell them that we have four vents, but we'd like to, do we have four, Beth? Is that right?
Yeah, we have four now high on the south side, and there's plus the gable vent, but that doesn't have to do with the roof.
Right.
But it adds venting.
Right. But we'd like to add four more vents on the north side.
Right. They'd be better on the north side because of the weather that we get.
Right.
We get the southwest winds, and it'd be better. They don't like to put them on the front side because of aesthetics, but it's an office community center building. We don't care.
Right. Okay.
All right. I'll do that then. I'll call them. I'll tell them that, you know, we want to bid, and I'll reach out to Cato one more time as well. And for both of them, I'll say that we'd like an additional four vents on the north side of the roof.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I think if we do that, and then maybe we can look at three of them and decide.
Okay.
Yeah, but I would suggest, I'm sure I sent you that other roofing company. P&G.
Okay.
Go ahead and just call them both. I mean.
I will. I'll call all of them.
Because that's the way it goes sometimes. Some of the people here, I don't know, maybe they're out crabbing or something, you know. They do roofing and crabbing, and so they're...
And surfing.
Well, yeah, no, this time of year not as much. But yeah, they're, you know, you never know what people are up to. And
all right, and then we can make a decision at the February board meeting.
Sounds like a plan.
Discuss it and make a decision.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah, you bet.
Next on the agenda, do we have any updates about the FEMA grant?
The FEMA grant, we haven't heard. No.
Okay. Update on the customer survey.
We have gotten 38 surveys from 100, and I figured out we actually have 135 customers because we have people who own multiple properties with water.
Only 38, huh?
38. That's really not too bad, you know, for that type of survey.
Yeah, and for the time of year.
Yeah.
Drafted.
22 out of the 38 rated option A, which was the higher priced option, at a 9. And 9 of the 38 rated C as their top priority. 5 of our surveys rated 0 for all of the options. They don't want to pay anymore.
How many was that?
Five surveys have been turned in. Interestingly enough, you know, a lot of them came in through email, and then we've now gotten, I think, 6 of them in the office. I think most of them in the Dropbox, and none of them had their names on it. So, but, you know, that's okay. But it's just, those are most of the low ones. So I will, I don't know, I figured we keep them as long as, keep accepting them as long as they want to send them in, and because the more the better by the time we next talk to Business Oregon. But I was thinking of putting together the results so that everybody could see them, along with all the comments and everything. And I didn't know if you thought it was worth it to distribute the comments and or the questions and the answers to the questions to the customers. Should we shoot that out in our, like, kind of a newsletter type thing, or
do we want to maybe send out a reminder email and ask people to please turn in their surveys?
We could.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea.
Okay.
I would like to see us get more than 38. I mean, I know you're saying that sounds like a pretty good number, but I would think we could get a few more than that. You know, heck, we got a lot more than that when we did that PSU survey. So.
Right, but that included a door-to-door, yeah. I mean, yeah. Look up the typical, you know, response rate on surveys that just sending out an email type survey is the lowest response rate compared to a in-person survey. So,
okay.
But yeah, we can do that. Would it be worth it to send out the questions? Do you think that people have already asked and with the answers?
Well, if we're asking for more, we can't. What's the word I'm saying? We can't preload people's opinions. We have to have it clean. So we can't, if we're going to ask, we can do it after it's all done, but we shouldn't be preloading people's responses to it.
Yeah, people asked questions and I answered them. I mean, they asked very, you know, valid questions that, you know, wasn't information in that. Like, is the amount on the survey on top of what we're paying now? Which was, the answer was no. It's,
yes.
You know, and a number of things, you know. And, of course, I don't know if not everybody that I asked that via email, I didn't get a response back from all of those, but most of them did. They asked for more details on what the FEMA grant covered and stuff like that.
Beth, I think if we send out a reminder email, I would leave it specifically that. I understand what Lisa's saying.
Yes, I agree. I think we should just send out a reminder for the survey, but I think that it would be really great to put frequently asked questions on the website so that you can share those questions and answers.
Yeah.
Without attaching them to the survey.
Right.
But to post that on the website, I think that would be a fine thing to do.
Well, maybe what we should do is maybe send out a reminder email and see if we get any more. And then depending on how that goes, maybe put something on the website that just has some general information on how the survey went and the questions that were asked. And like you said, Kelly.
Yeah, a FAQ.
Yeah.
Right. But if you don't broadcast, it's there. Most people probably won't see it.
Well, how about if we put out a reminder for the surveys and then in 2 weeks sent out
another one?
That just said, you know, there is a FAQ on the website.
Yeah, or in a month, or, you know.
Right. Well, I figured we'd share it at some point, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's just send a reminder out.
That's fine. That's what I'll do.
Do it, Beth.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you, Beth.
Next on the agenda is the payroll processing provider.
Gusto.
We're going with Gusto, I think. Yep.
Going with Gusto. Yep.
Yeah, I got that email. I didn't to sign documents. They wanted the treasurer's signature.
Yeah.
And Eileen, I did get that. I haven't done it. It says I have to do it by February 1st. So this afternoon was already kind of busy. I didn't want to rush it and do something wrong.
Yeah. 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 But yeah, Lisa, I shot an email to this gal. Her name is Denise. I think on Friday, and boy, she got right back to me. And I had a link on my personal email to get myself set up with Gusto so that I can, you know, view stuff online. And then there was some questions as far as setting it up that I got back to her on today. And I CC'd, you were CC'd on all of that, Beth. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yeah, so I think it'll be fine. I don't really plan on submitting any like time card until the end of this month. And I'm going to keep the payroll dates the same, the 26th through the 25th.
Okay.
Pay date at the end of the month. So, yeah. So we got this month.
So are they going to sign off on your W-9, I believe, you know, where you have to do your picture of your passport and your driver's license and all of that form?
I don't think you
have to. Are we doing that?
Yeah.
You have to,
do that, guys.
Yeah.
And someone has to, you know, verify it, you know, and prove it and blah, 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 you know, at least for our records.
You know what, Lisa, I'll print out the form and get it filled out and Beth can sign it and we can put it in the file folder. Yeah, I kind of forgot about that, but that's
that. Yeah, and we'll have to have two pieces of ID and we have to copy them and we have to save them forever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Just FYI.
What else was I going to say? Oh, and then fingers crossed that Bricor is going to finish out the year. She told me she would. I had an email from her probably a month ago because I asked her if I could at least get a W-2 for Whitney for this year, for 2023, and she said she was going to do it. So my fingers are crossed. So.
Right, and there's also some, I mean, did they get the fourth quarter report in?
No, not yet. And they
finally get the third quarter?
The third quarter did come through. You were right on that. She did send that through. So we're looking for the fourth quarter and the year-end reporting. So, and she said she was going to do it, Beth. So she said she had some other customers that she had to, probably larger customers that she was working on. And then I sent her another email and didn't hear anything back from her. So, but that seems to kind of be what she does. So anyways, I'm watching the calendar. So.
Okay. Well, we can always check. They were real nice. The last time I talked to them, when was that? Because we have that online account that I had signed up for to do that other reporting a couple of years ago.
Right, the Department of Revenue.
Yeah, the Department of Revenue. And they were real good on, he checked everything for me because I had trouble getting in to that account. And
the dollar amount is just so minimal. It's just my main concern is that Whitney gets W-2, you know.
Well, I'm concerned that we have made our required tax payments.
Right.
To the Department of Revenue and to IRS.
Right. Well, the IRS right now, it looks like we've got a credit for some reason.
Right.
So right.
They overpaid at the IRS for some reason. But
So anyways, I'm hoping that we see something, and I will probably poke her again here the next week or so. Not that she'll get back to me. So.
Okay.
But Gusto, I mean, they're set up. They'll be paying the taxes. They'll be doing the quarterlies, and there's it's a $200 setup fee, and then it's $40 a month. So price wise, is very reasonable.
Right. So did we ever vote on that?
I think we did last time, didn't we?
I don't think we did either. I think we decided that we were going to go with bean counters.
Yeah.
But I don't think we voted on it.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we better vote on it because
we should vote on it. Yeah, I don't remember. I think, yeah. Let's vote on it. I make a motion we go with Gusto for our payroll processing.
I'll second that motion.
Okay.
Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next on the agenda is the Oregon State Auditor letter.
So I think, wasn't that the letter that was for kids?
Yeah,
weather?
Yeah, that was a...
It was for foul weather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Wasn't for us.
And...
But there was...
We need to get it to Paul, though.
Okay.
To Erskine?
Paul.
Paul Erskine? Okay. You want me to walk it down to his house?
Our last treasurer.
Yeah, do you want me to walk down to his house?
They can respond.
What? Should I mail it to him or walk it down to his house?
I can take care of it, Kelly. I'll get it to him. You don't have to do that.
Okay.
You call the roofer.
Okay. So then with correspondence, you know, picking up the mail, I did notice that we got two or three envelopes from the IRS. Do you know what that was about? That was back in December.
Yeah, one of them was a to tell us that we had a credit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then the other two were exactly the same, and it was that they fixed our address, and it, which didn't really make a lot of sense to me, but it was the address that it should.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
They said they fixed it?
Yeah, or something, yeah.
I will... Okay, that's
it's from like,
you know,
a
when I had to jump in and do a report that hadn't been done and tried to sign up for, you had to do it online, and I had to sign up for an online account.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't let me do it, and I had to call them, and
that must have been fun.
Yeah. Well, this was the second call to them. And they, because the computer said our information doesn't match yours. And I call up and I tell them, look, I don't know what's going on. I've double checked. This is our name. This is our address. This is our EIN. This is our BIN. I double checked it all. And your system says it doesn't match. And she said, well, who are you? And I told her, and what's your address? And she says, okay, that doesn't match. And I said, well, what do you mean that doesn't match? Well, the zip code's different.
Oh, Jesus.
And I go, that's impossible. We only have one zip code here. This is our zip code. And then I happened to notice on the letter that they had sent us that they had the wrong zip code. But I asked her, what is the zip code you have? And she said, I can't tell you that.
Can you imagine having to try to deal with the IRS if you've got issues with your taxes?
Right. I can tell you the Department of Revenue Oregon is very careful with your information, that they aren't going to let someone pretend to be you. And I had another interesting conversation later, but it's a long story.
Okay.
That I can tell you, they are very careful with your information, but it's a good thing I looked at the letter they'd sent us, because they did have the wrong zip code, and it was kind of hilarious. So I had to put in the wrong zip code and then send them a message when once I got my account online to please correct our zip code.
Okay. And they did.
Apparently they finally did, yeah. It only took 2 years after I appealed the penalty that they had assessed us for them to give us that refund. So maybe this is finally, they're fixing the address.
Anyways, Kelly, that's what those were.
All right, thanks.
Yeah.
Next on the agenda is the process of forming a budget committee.
Well, today is what, January 9th?
Yeah.
February. When do we want to try to get it formed by? The end of February?
February, March, by March.
Okay.
Have a budget committee selected or coerced or whatever we call it.
Okay. Well, that gives us a couple months to reach out.
How do you all go about doing that?
What?
How do you go about doing that?
Talk to people, ask them if they'd be willing to be on the budget committee.
Okay, and how many members do you need?
We are required to, well, as many as we can get, up to 5.
Okay.
Last year we had, who did we have last year? We had the three of us and Joni. Was that it?
Pat.
Was Pat on it last year?
Mm-hmm. And who else?
Well, that was 5 right there.
Well, yeah, usually you're supposed to have up to the same number of on the budget committee that you have as on the board.
Oh, so
however, there is a clause that says if you can't get anybody, then that you can't have that delay your budget making process.
Gotcha. So you were able to get 2 community members to join you last year.
Yeah. And it worked out very, very well, Kelly. It was a very smooth process. So it was nice. So we had Joni and Pat and the three of us.
Was that all we had? I thought we had someone else, but.
If I remember right, there was one person that was going to do it, and then they kind of backed out because they had some family.
Well, yeah, Grace.
Yeah.
We could ask Grace again.
Yeah, we could ask her. So, and I don't know if Joni wants to participate this year or not. I can ask her.
Yeah, we could ask her.
Yeah.
We could ask Pat.
Yeah.
And
I don't know, Kelly, do you know anybody in the neighborhood that you think might be interested?
It's a short-term commitment. It's a number of meetings.
Yeah.
In spring, we have to be pretty much done a month by the end of May.
Okay.
So that we can schedule our hearing and final approval for the end of June, because it absolutely has to be done by that time.
Okay.
I
don't know. You know, there's Craig and Carla down at the end of my block. And then, of course, there's my new neighbors.
Amanis,
Ian and Kimberly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I could ask them.
Yeah. No.
And then there's Liza and Craig next door, but they're hardly ever here.
I think it's got to be a resident, right, Beth?
They have to be electors of the district,
yeah.
Which means they have to be registered to vote.
Gotcha.
The district. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
But it's, you know, it's kind of a nice, if people are somewhat interested in, you know, board related stuff and maybe have been thinking about it, it is really kind of a nice way to at least get an idea of what it's about. you know, you're really just kind of agreeing with things or making comments on, you know, why you want to spend that much money on something.
Yep. Right. And to note, we did five meetings last year.
Okay.
All in the month of May. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
So you crammed.
Well, we had to.
Yeah,
because we didn't get going until.
Yeah, we didn't get going. I mean, ideally, we'd start maybe the end of March and have a meeting and do a couple in April and a couple in May.
Okay, I'll
you know, the one. Yeah, so I mean, if you, I don't really know anybody that would. So, anyways, okay.
Okay.
Next on the agenda is discussing the Highland contract.
Okay, well, I brought that up because I noticed that the last contract we signed does have a continuing clause, an automatic renewal clause in it. However, we're now getting invoices. There's a question with the name, and although their statement with this said they, you know, they're going to be Northwest Natural Water Services DBA doing business as Highland, the invoice came in as Northwest Natural Water Services. One question, not really regarding the contract, but I noticed, if we're getting invoices from Northwest Natural, should we not be making checks out to Northwest Natural? Is that going to look funny for auditors or not? And the other thing was their CCB number, which on the contract we signed last June, I think it was for 2023, they cited their CCB number, and that number is now lapsed, and they're working under a new CCB number.
I think we should have them revise it, though.
Yeah, it kind of is like a little like, ooh.
Yeah, I think we should have them revise it. And the other thing I was going to do was, that invoice came in from Northwest Natural Water. I was going to put them in as a new vendor.
I mean, I would think it would look better if our invoices and checks payment match.
Yeah.
Name wise.
Yeah. Do you want me to reach out to him on that and ask him to revise the contract with the correct information?
Well, or Lisa would be the one signing it. So I'm wondering if Lisa should do that.
Sure, just give me the contact information and what I should be.
The what information?
The contact information. I never contact Highland because that's something that, you know, I don't know who to send it to besides office.
Oh, okay. Well, it would be probably Silas. He's the executive director. I think that's who signed the contract last year with you.
And ask him if we need a new contract. Is that what we're asking? Or?
Well, we want things to match up and we'd like a contract with the name that matches the invoices, I guess. And
that matches the CCB number.
And their new CCB number. I can send you that. I think you have that, but you have Silas's email because we get emails from him every once in a while. But
Bella, you are going to burn yourself. Bella? Okay. I think if these dogs could get into the wood stove, they would. They are just like right underneath it.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, so anyway, that's just something I noticed on the new, the changes, and so I would like things to match.
Okay, so, I can do that.
Okay, I'll shoot you off an email with the information, because I wrote down their new CCB and stuff.
Thank you. Oh, Bella!
Yes. Bella ran away again today.
Of course she did.
Yes, she's really naughty.
I heard you yelling at her when we walked by last a couple days ago. Bella!
They're going to drive me nuts. And Emma is completely senile now. She's just driving me crazy. She's got doggy dementia and dog insomnia. So she's up all night. And she click, 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 click around. So. Okay. What else we got going on here?
There are no ordinances. There are no resolutions. Do we have any public comments? Seeing none. Do we have any board comments?
I do.
Go for it, Pat.
Okay, I had a return email from Gomberg's office and said, yeah, let's do a visual chat. And they asked about what would have been last week, and I answered them and said, yep, and then I haven't heard, so I will probably follow up with another email. I had some communication back and forth with Ferguson, John Thomas on the census, the meter wand, and getting data transferred. It looks like there would probably be a need to not purchase a handheld. You can use a phone with an app on the phone, but you need the software on a computer, and there is a we would have to purchase a license for the software. And John Thomas, I believe it is, said, let's set up a time to do a demo. And I said, yeah, I'm available, and I haven't heard back from him. But then that was right before Christmas or something. And so I will get in contact with him again. I have no idea how much it's going to cost, because it's one of those kind they don't ever tell you till you talk to them, which usually is a good thing, because they usually give small people a price break.
Isn't that in the contract with Highland that they read our meters?
Yeah, they read our meters, but okay, so we've got to get past this hand entering everything.
That Highland is doing.
Yeah, and that we will want, so once we get all the meters installed and we decide to charge based on usage, we need a more efficient method anyway. We're going to have to calculate out everybody, individual.
When you say we, Beth, who do you mean? Do you mean us individually, or do you mean Highland?
We bought the wand. Highland reads the meters with our wand. I mean, we on our end to get our meter readings and get accurate ones.
For Highland.
What?
For Highland.
No, from Highland. I mean, if we want to pay them to enter this in, we're paying them right now to read the meters and to enter the information into a spreadsheet and send it to us.
It's part of the contract.
Right, but we're paying for it.
It's part of the base fee.
Right, but they're pricing the base fee based on how much time they are taking.
Understood.
So I'm sure these increases, you know, part of our base fee has increased every year, they're going to keep increasing if it's taking them more time.
Right. I guess my question, Beth, is if they're not just reading our meters, they're reading meters for all different communities along the coast or whatever. So are all of these communities providing their own way of reading the meters for Highland?
Well, a lot of people have much more sophisticated meter reading things. They can, you know, they've got it all set up. I think if Highland were billing for us, of course we'd pay up the wazoo for it, but they would be doing it differently too. But it's also looking down the road, because one of the questions John asked me was, well, what kind of billing software do you use? Make sure it's compatible with the Field Logic system.
Okay.
And I'm like, I explained to him, no, we're not doing that quite yet because we aren't all metered. We will eventually.
Right.
And once we do, it's going to be a lot of work to do all this by hand. And we'll want to look at billing software.
Right. Right.
What my goal is somewhat looking into the future down the road, because this method they're using now, I mean,
it's antiquated.
Very antiquated. And, you know.
Well, and then when there's these discrepancies, then we have to go out with the wand.
Right, right.
And dig up the meter and check the meter.
It's become more and more frequent. I mean, there were three crazy misreads, or, you know, the data was entered probably wrong.
I guess the only concern with this is that I don't think you want to jump the gun and get something, and then when we do get all of our meters in and are at a point where we really do want to jump into the software that we can use to bill our customers, that we've got something that's not going to be compatible at that point. I mean,
that's why this is good, because he asked us what kind of billing software, because they're not all, might not all be compatible. And so I will be able to find this out.
Right. Right. Well, I'm saying, Beth, is that, you know, 5 years from now, is that billing software, you know, still going to be?
Well, 5 years from now, we may want to replace every single meter and have the kind that they can sit two blocks away in their truck and pick up, you know, that's the kind of meters that they have now for larger places, you know, entities, municipalities. They can get the meter readings from two blocks away on their devices. They don't have to go stop at every single meter.
I don't see that happening with us, not in our small community.
Right.
Yeah.
But this is, I mean, we are barely into the modern age by having the kind of meter we have, that you have to tap the top of the meter with the wand. I mean, that's, you know, they don't have to look at the meter anymore. They can tap it with the wand and it goes to the wand, but
right,
you know, it's recorded there. I mean, yes, it's still just information
sure.
At this point.
Yeah. And yeah. Well, I'm just finding out,
but it's good because we will know what, at this point, what the Field Logic software would go with. I mean, we might be just a couple of years away from, you know, billing based on usage. So
right.
Information on the compatible billing software would be good.
Yeah.
But we're also making an assumption that if we have a better meter reading process, that Highland is going to charge us less.
Well, we would ask them to charge us less.
Well, okay, in a perfect world, yes, but I'm just playing devil's advocate. We have to do a cost-benefit analysis when we get the information. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And I'm just trying to understand the whole, you know, where Highland fits into all of this as far as their responsibility about reading the meters and that. So, I, you know, so thank you, Beth. I understand.
Right.
So.
Okay, so next month, maybe I'll have something more to report on that.
Thank you.
This guy will get back to me. I do have one more thing, and then I sent out a thing on the board officer roles to everyone.
Yeah.
And if they could take a look at it and we could maybe discuss it, because I didn't, or if you haven't already, we could discuss it maybe at the next meeting.
When did you send that?
Right after we switched last month, after our December meeting, she sent it out.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to look back. Okay.
Yeah, so it would be just within a few days, I think. Wasn't it, Beth, a few days of the meeting that you sent that out?
I think it was within, yeah, within that okay. week. It may have been the end of the week that I sent okay. it.
Yeah, look at mid-December. It should be there. And if okay. you don't see it, I'll send mine to you.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, so I have a question. Yeah, so I guess we should look at it and make notes so that when we meet in February, we have notes that we can refer to, so we can kind of just hash out our questions and our thoughts and get something right. done.
Okay. I sent it on the 20th.
Okay.
Or maybe there was a reply on the 20th. I don't know.
Okay, I'll find it though. I can find it.
Yeah, I sent it on the 19th.
Okay.
And Kelly replied back, and it's a one pager. And we should, you know, discuss it, modify it as we feel we need it, and then it really should be approved as a policy with a resolution, using a resolution to approve it. So we need feedback on that. And I'm done.
So I had one thing. Did y'all get that email about that water protection workshop that's happening in February?
Mm-hmm. Through the consortium?
I think so. It's at the Newport. It's virtual. It's at the community college.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Already planning on.
Who was that from?
The same people that were at Otter Rock. That same group. Hold on.
Hold on. I'm trying to get to my emails.
Did everybody get that email or?
I got it.
I got it.
And who's it from?
It's from drinking water
protection. Yeah.
Drinking water protection. The Coastal Drinking Water Protection Workshop. I'll forward it to you right now.
I've seen it, but not necessarily from an email.
It's the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality and Oregon Health Authority invite you to save the date for the upcoming workshop, Coastal Partnerships for Drinking Water Protection, How to Increase Resiliency and with Land Conservation. But I think it's kind of the same group that was here.
Oh, you mean that one person who was part of the Water Caucus tour?
Yeah. I think
okay.
It's kind of that same group. Do you want me to send it to you, Beth? It was sent on the 4th of January. It's the drinking water protection.
Well, anyway, I'm planning on going.
Are you going to go, Kelly? I put it on the calendar. I might go too.
Yeah.
It sounds like it might be kind of interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, who knows? I mean, the more visible we are, maybe people send us money.
It's Tuesday, the 6th of February from noon till 4:30 at the Oregon Coast Community College, Newport campus. So, yeah. Yeah, unless something changes for me, I was kind of thinking I might go to it too, just because it'd probably be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Beth, let me know if you need me to send it to you.
No, I know I've read about it, but I think it was somewhere else, but that's okay. If two people are going, that's plenty. If one or two people are going, that would be plenty.
Okay.
Are there any more board comments? Seeing none, the next monthly board meeting is on Tuesday, February 13th, 2024 at 6 p.m. I'm going to stop recording.